Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Key Components of Generative AI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Generative AI and the Fundamentals of Generative AI for Sales course. In this lesson, we'll explore the basics of neural networks, the requirements for training data, and the algorithms commonly used in generative AI. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and explain the essential components that make up generative AI systems, enhancing your understanding of how these technologies can be applied in the financial services sector. Main content: neural networks. Basics. Neural networks are the backbone of generative AI. Think of them as complex mathematical models that mimic the way the human brain processes information. They consist of interconnected nodes or neurons organized in layers. Input layer. This is where data enters the network. Each neuron in this layer represents a feature of the input data. Hidden layers. These layers perform computations and transformations on the data. The more hidden layers there are, the more complex patterns the network can learn. For example, in a financial context, hidden layers might help identify intricate patterns in customer behavior or transaction data. Output layer. This layer produces the final output, which could be a prediction, classification, or some generated data. In customer service applications, the output could be a suggested response to customer inquiries. Neural networks learn through a process called training, where they adjust their internal parameters based on the data they process. This adjustment aims to minimize the difference between the predicted output and the actual output. Training data requirements. Training data is crucial for the performance of generative AI systems. The quality and quantity of this data directly influence how well the model learns and generalizes to new situations. Volume. Generally, more data leads to better performance. For instance, if you are developing a generative AI model to predict customer service needs, having a large dataset of past customer interactions can enable the model to learn patterns effectively. Quality. The data must be accurate and relevant. High-quality data ensures that the model learns the right patterns. For example, if financial transaction data is incomplete or contains errors, the model's predictions may be flawed. Diversity. A diverse dataset helps the model generalize better to different scenarios. In the context of fintech, this could mean incorporating data from various customer profiles and service interactions. Training data must also be pre-processed to remove noise and irrelevant information, which can otherwise mislead the model. Techniques such as normalization, categorization, and feature selection are commonly applied to ensure data is ready for training. Algorithms used in generative AI. Generative AI leverages several algorithms that allow it to create new data based on learned patterns. Here are a few key ones. Generative adversarial networks, GANs. These consist of two neural networks, a generator and a discriminator, that work against each other. The generator creates new data, while the discriminator evaluates its authenticity. This competition enhances the quality of generated data. In financial services, GANs could be used to simulate customer interactions or create synthetic data for testing purposes. Variational autoencoders. VAEs. VAEs learn the underlying distribution of the training data and can generate new data points that are similar but not identical to the original dataset. This can be useful in generating marketing content based on existing successful campaigns. Recurrent neural networks. RNNs. These are designed for sequence prediction and are particularly useful for tasks involving time series data, such as predicting stock prices or customer behavior over time. By understanding these algorithms, you can better appreciate how generative AI can be applied to enhance customer service and decision-making processes in your organization. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the key components of generative AI, including the basics of neural networks, the essential requirements for training data, and the algorithms commonly used in generative AI. Understanding these components equips you with the knowledge to leverage generative AI effectively in financial services. As we progress to the next lesson, we will delve deeper into practical applications of generative AI in sales and customer service. Reflection questions: how can the principles of neural networks be applied to improve customer service interactions at your company? What types of training data does your organization currently use? And how could you enhance its quality or diversity? Which generative AI algorithm do you think would be most beneficial for your business model? And why? Word count: 1061.